Vice President John Mahama has observed that the survival of the country's democracy depends on what is done in expanding the tax and revenue base. He has therefore urged the informal sector to partner government to adopt innovative ways to raise more revenue to support the economy. The Vice President was speaking at the launch of a handbook on VAT in Accra. The book is authored by the Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Setepe. Pascalina Dadivo report.
The WGNL VAT handbook has an international flavor as it is designed to acquaint both Ghanaians and U.S. tax practitioners with the rules and procedures applicable to the payment and collection of VAT. This is because VAT concerns are becoming a more common issue for U.S. taxpayers due to the increase in direct international trade between U.S. taxpayers and foreign countries. VAT is basically tax on the expenses incurred by consumers when they pay for goods and services. The concept was first introduced in the country in 1995 but failed due to what was blamed partly on the lack of education and partisan politics. It was relaunched in 1998 and has since been in operation. The Vice President John Mahama noted that a rebasing of the economy in 2010 should remind all that a national tax effort of 12.5% is far below the average of other sub-Saharan African countries and the world. He calls on the informal sector to partner government in raising the revenue base of the economy.
I think the lessons of value-added tax and its history in this country teaches us is that compromises are necessary and important. For some of those who are vehemently against the value-added tax, eventually they found themselves in government and came to the realization that it was a very useful tax handle, especially when you live in a country where people do not understand why they should pay taxes. I mean, you go and ask people to declare their taxes and pay on income tax, and it says, why should he pay tax? When I was looking for capital to start my business, government didn't give it to me. And unfortunately, in Ghana, direct taxes are not the most popular. And because of the large informal economy, you have to rely on a lot of indirect tax handles. And VAT is one of the most efficient of those indirect tax handles.
Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning and author of the book Setepe is one of the pioneers of the introduction of VAT in the country, which faced many challenges. He recounted his experiences with the introduction of the VAT concept. He said the journey had been rough, but it is gratifying now that the concept has come to say.
What I remember very well was we were supposed to explain VAT to market women in Makola, myself and Dr. Bucci. I don't know if you remember. We had a hard time. By this time, the tax was having a difficulty. The Honorable City Team and Solidarity were there. The following day, I left for Kumasi, and at the absence of Kumasi, I stopped to buy the graphic, and that was when I learned that the VAT had been cancelled. But I must say that even among those who opposed VAT, I made very good friends, especially some who were in parliament then. The Honorable Wusa Champon, Kumulo Sibinkipe, Salas Mesa, Honorable Kandapa, who was then the president of the Institute of Chartered Accountants, you know, as well as Mr. Hyde. But then we relaunched the VAT, and we didn't think that the thing would be changed, but it was.
The 20-chapter book is an introductory guide for tax managers, supervisors, business entities, and individuals with tax obligations. The first 10 copies of the book were auctioned for 20,000 Ghana cedis. Sivani Limited, an automobile leasing company, also purchased a further 10 copies, two each to be presented to all the 5 public universities in the country. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu, Accra.